After the tip came in from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the local police found a trove of disgusting material in his home. But more charges were on the way, and this time his wife and his dogs were involved. This is the story of Jordan and Harley Hoffman, the Florida couple accused of sharing lewd images of pets and children, and the first time a case has ever made me feel physically ill. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here. I'm a Midwesterner who now lives in New York City, putting my writing degree to use by researching true crime cases that interest me, and hopefully you. And hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. Just a quick warning before I begin that this one is really hard to stomach. I'll be talking about illicit material involving children and animals, so please stop here if you need to, and I'll see you in the next one. On August 25th, 2025, 33-year-old Jordan Caleb Hoffman was arrested in Lake City, Florida, on tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A Snapchat account had shared images of children engaged in sexually explicit conduct, and that account belonged to Jordan. When the local police searched the Columbia County firefighter's house, they found numerous illicit images of young children, and they also found numerous images of Jordan engaging in sex acts with a dog. Days later, his realtor wife, 27-year-old Harley Delane Hoffman, was arrested when authorities figured out that she also appeared in these images. I love that she works for a company with the word integrity in the name. Just after that, Jordan was hit with more charges when the police got a search warrant for his cell phone, did a forensic analysis, and found even more evidence. And you guys, people who don't get true crime ask me all the time how I handle digging into depressing cases, and I'm always like, oh crap, am I weird for not getting depressed by this stuff? I'm always sad for the victims and the lives they could have had, but I like learning from the cases, and I love seeing them get solved. But I have to tell you, I had to walk away from this one for a while after reading the police report. It's absolutely disgusting. It's just gross. I'm thankful to Abby Blabby on Facebook for posting it, though, because I think you really have to read the details to understand just seriously how depraved these people are. I think when I read that this couple was doing things with animals, I assumed it couldn't be this bad. But there's a list of photos and videos in the report. Jordan holding a dog's erect penis, a woman giving oral to an ejaculating dog, a dog's mouth on a woman's vagina, a woman having anal with a dog, Jordan forcing a dog's mouth open to thrust his penis inside, and the list goes on and on. Then there's the list of photos involving children, which I'll try not to be too explicit about describing. A 10-year-old boy being exposed, a 10-year-old girl being exposed, a 13-year-old girl with her mouth on a man, a 12-year-old girl being licked by a dog in that way, and even younger girls standing fully naked. The report doesn't explicitly say that Harley was the woman in the photos, but it seems like the police figured that out later. And all of this is sickening, but the really stomach-churning thing for me were the text exchanges listed in the probable cause affidavit. Harley told the cops that she wasn't into stuff with animals, that she only played along because she knew her husband liked it. And I'm like, assuming this was true, ladies, could we please stop doing really terrible things in the name of men liking us? The cops reminded her that she wasn't just playing along, though. She had actually started some of the conversations. But she said she just did it because she wanted Jordan to like her more. In one of these conversations, Jordan texts that he's going to have sex with Duke, and Harley says he's making her so horny. She asks why he has to do this to her while she's at work. He asks if she thinks the dog will like it, if she wants him to do it, and how she wants him to do it. She says, let him get used to that big d**k, which is such a supportive thing for this woman to say to her husband. Jordan suggests putting peanut butter on Harley's butthole so Roxy, the female dog, can lick that, while Duke, the male dog, does Roxy, and then Jordan does Duke like a big train. Harley says, and I'm sorry to laugh at this, but it's so good. You're making me so ducking went. I mean wet. Amazing. In another conversation, Jordan sends a video of himself having sex with the female dog, and Harley says, she has so much hair. Jordan says, "Yeah, I'm horny." The pinnacle of romance, these two. People online are asking how in the world you start to put out feelers with your partner to see what they think about adding a dog into your bedroom activities. The cops asked Harley why she never reported the illicit images involving children that Jordan would send to her, and she said she tried to just brush them off and change the subject. But one conversation between them was about whether she was allowed to perform an act on a 14-year-old. There was no brushing off in that conversation. Harley is being charged with 5 counts of possession of CP and 8 counts of unlawful sexual activities involving animals. Jordan faces 14 counts of possession of CP, 6 counts of promoting sexual performance by a child, and 35 counts of unlawful sexual activities involving animals, among others. Harley has pleaded not guilty, and I assume her defense will be something along the lines of, "He made me do it." Jordan will be in court on October 1st, and I would love to know what his defense is going to be if he pleads not guilty, too. In June 2025, the state of Florida passed a more strict law to protect children against sexual crime, so I imagine these two will get to try that out. The couple married in 2019 and has 2 young kids together, ages 5 and 1 at the time of the arrests. All you can hope is that they didn't involve their own kids in this, not that it makes it any better, really. There are almost no newspapers reporting on this for some reason, so at first I wondered if it was even real, but the charges are all listed right there on the Florida Court Records website. I'll keep you up to date as more court dates happen. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.